Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's what it comes down to.
What's that?
Nobody's impressed. Because people do this stuff because they think people are impressed.
That's yes.
The only reason you're doing it. Because even you know in your heart of hearts that this is not as good.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes way too much time.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
Yes.
You suck.
Mm-hmm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. If you're just joining us, we are jumping back into our discussion, Hate Mail of the Week, every Wednesday at 8 o'clock. A man wrote us based on a discussion we had about soup.
Yeah.
And how people were making their own soups because of the pandemic and something to do.
Way better.
And we didn't understand it because soup costs more to make than it does to buy. It takes too much time and it sucks. So Thomas wrote us this impassioned soup letter.
Things done. Did your great-grandparents only eat canned soup? Well, maybe yours did because their genes produced your stupid ass, but most didn't. The store won't always be there for you. You saw that months ago when they started running out of everything. And if you want to be a lazy piece of and have everything done for you, you live your life that way.
Okay, good point.
And by the way, canned soup has been around since, like, the birth of this country, practically. Like, Campbell's Soup Company is, like, 2,000 years old.
I don't think they're 2,000
years old. Bro, it goes back to almost the freaking Bible.
I don't think they handed Christ a can of soup.
Yeah. Remember, then he turned it into many cans of soup? And then he took the soup and said, "Here, try this. Don't make it at home, you idiot."
So the discussion we had was the food you don't make at home because it's too hard and it's not as good,
right?
And we were on the same side. You started going off into crazy ass.
No, I said nachos suck.
No, nachos, you can
and
make nachos
chili
at
dog.
Home. No, chili.
You're not running the Texas State Fair. Are you going to put a Ferris wheel in your backyard too?
Okay, 2226,000. There was an A number one food you shouldn't try and make at home. We'll get to that in a second. But Don's been holding. He's on CMF. Hey, Donnie boy, how are you?
Morning. What a couple of buffoons you two are.
Why is that?
What happened?
You can't make soup?
We're just saying there's no point.
My wife made chicken soup yesterday. It is to die for.
Oh, I'm sure. Is she sitting right there?
Hey,
is she sitting next to you?
I make it too. she made vegetable soup last week. It was out of this world delicious. You know what soup I want to try to make?
Man, what's that?
Turtle soup. What are you doing Friday?
Donnie, look, I know you love your wife. It's great. I know you think you're talented.
You're bored.
You're retired.
I'm assuming the two of you can read, but that's probably a huge assumption on my part. Look at the back of the can and see how much sodium and crap is in that can.
I've met you. Don't come at me with
Don.
Health,
The
Don.
Guy that goes around with a flask is going to tell me about what's in his soup.
And Don, by the way, I'm sure your wife's soup is great. I'm sure it's, like, wonderful. But it just is so much easier to not have to make it.
And if it's to die for, have some now.
My God. But, what are you, Jim Gaffigan? You got to get the pull top one? You can't even open the...
That's what I love, man.
Don, go eat some sodium-filled soup and die already.
All right.
Bye, Don.
Yeah, I don't even like getting that goddamn can opener.
Okay, you said that already.
No, because
you got
really
it's a pain
really
in the ass.
Anti-can opener.
Because it's always like buried in the back somewhere.
We're not saying like homemade stuff is necessarily bad. We're just saying you can get it just as good, if not better, already made.
All right. I will make this statement.
Because people do make homemade stuff that's delicious, but is it worth the effort?
9 out of 10 times, the homemade stuff sucks.
Yeah.
9 out of 10 times.
You can't bake. You don't know what you're... Don't even try bacon.
Okay, so you bring that up.
Yeah.
The number one do not make it home food because it's way too much work, bread.
Oh, yeah.
Bread. Why are you making homemade bread? Especially in Rochester. Like, we have such
So you would have to have a bread maker, right?
Not necessarily.
Because you got it. It makes it easier, but you don't have to have it.
So you could just do it, throw it in the oven?
Yeah.
That's got to blow.
There's a process. But like the Greater Rochester area, very solid bread game, right?
How much is bread?
It's like the cheapest thing.
It's always been cheap. And by the way, you talk about being around since day one. Freaking bread. Like the poorest douche in a donkey in Bethlehem had access to fresh baked bread that he didn't make himself.
So like all the bakeries and all the grocery stores are great, right? Yeah.
Then you have they make them right there.
Then you have the mom and pops in the old Italian towns that have been there forever, and they're nailing
it. But it's a Wonder Bread.
And again, it's relatively cheap to buy. You're not saving money. Right. You're spending way too much time. And I got news for you. Your bread sucks.
Yes, it does.
Your bread sucks. No one has ever had someone's homemade bread and been like, this is the best bread I've ever had. You're not a Mennonite. You're not a monk. Just go buy your goddamn bread. Just go buy bread. Buy bread.
I see those bread ads. I'm dying for bread, like that King's Hawaiian bread. That bread looks so goddamn good.
It is some good bread.
Yeah, it's Hawaiian bread. You can't make no Hawaiian bread.
Have you ever had any good homemade bread?
My mom makes really good banana bread.
Liar!
She does, but I've never had...
That's because you were raised on it, though.
Yeah, maybe that's what I'm used to, so that's what I like. But it is good, but it's like a specialty bread. It's not just like your everyday slices of bread.
Okay, but like if you, no offense to your mother, because I love her. She's
it's
a sweetheart.
It's good bread.
I said no offense.
I know what you're going to say.
I said no offense. Right. If you line up your mom's bread and like bakery banana bread.
It's a blowout.
I'm taking the bakery banana bread.
You can go buy mom's banana bread.
Okay, but you're not though, because when's the last time you had store banana bread?
Well, I don't like the store banana bread because they put stuff in it. They put like nuts and stuff in it.
You don't like nuts in your bread?
I don't.
You just like banana, no nuts.
Yes. Why? You prefer the nuts?
Yeah. Who doesn't like a good nut?
Switch. Did it to 6,000 foods you shouldn't make at home. Let's talk to Tim. He's on CMF. What up, Timmy?
Hey, guys, that was me with the soup. I apologize. I'm a nurse. I work nights. Tommy, I'm sorry for scolding over tomato soup that day.
Wait a minute. You're the guy. Hold on. Let's back up.
That wasn't Paulie. That was me. Paulie's Timmy when Timmy gets mad.
All right. So, Timmy, time out. We had played a call earlier from the last discussion we had when we were having the soup discussion. You called up and cursed at us
about
soup.
It's almost like the segment was made for me. I just got out of work and I pulled on the show and you guys are talking about when I was mad the other week. So it almost was meant to be.
Okay. Tim, listen, man. It's okay. You don't have to apologize for soup.
You have an alter ego, Paulie? It seems like such a nice name.
No, every Paulie's a douche.
That's just in case I say, like, I swear if I'm on the show, I could, you know, not have my real name out there.
So what is he apologizing for? Cursing or our soup take?
Well, Tommy, I'm pretty sure I belittled you on the tomato soup topic, too. And
he schooled you,
I swear at Duffy. So I've done my due diligence.
Right.
We forgive you, Tim.
Listen, man, every guy is going to have an argument with their friends about soup that gets heated. So don't worry about it, okay?
All right, you guys have a good day.
Bye, Tim. You too. Well, see, it all came full circle. I don't know if I'm angrier that he got mad at us at the soup or if he felt the need to apologize for his soup take.
They're both sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, very much so.
226,000. Let's talk to Rammer. He's always got some great takes.
That's a soup guy.
Man, there's so many subjects here. By the way, I love my air fryer, but in defense of it, it's basically a toaster oven on steroids. It takes half the time to cook the stuff you would have to cook in the big oven. Most of the air fryers, they tell you to spray it with oil. So it's not really healthier. Now, cookies. Who wants to take the time to make cookies or ice cream? That is a waste of time.
All right, hold on. Time out. I'm with you on the ice cream.
Yeah.
You can make cookies at home. Yeah.
There are some good homemade cookies.
Yeah, good homemade
cookies. But why?
There are, but how much time does it take when you can just stop at the local Italian bakery and pick up? The only thing worth putting time in to make at home is lasagna.
You can buy so many goddamn lasagnas. Bro, in this town, there are lasagnas falling out of windows.
I don't need advice on lasagna from an Irish guy.
I grew up in Gates.
If you don't spend the time to make the gravy and make the meat and the peppers and the onions, and you can't buy a lasagna anywhere like homemade lasagna done the right way.
But everybody thinks they do it the right way, and that's the problem, Rammer. Because there might be some bad lasagnas out there that people think they're nailing it.
Oh, there are terrible lasagnas out there. I'm the only one that makes it the right way.
Get out of my effing face.
Hey, no. But seriously, if these guys making this homemade soup, I did that once with a turkey carcass, never again. I didn't have room in the freezer for all the soup. The can of soup. And Tommy, they make this thing called electric can openers. It's not that hard.
I like the pole.
And by the way, the electric can opener, it takes up so much space. It's the loudest goddamn
thing
ever. It is,
man. It's like having an outboard motor in my sink.
No, dude, they got cordless ones. They plug into the charger. You pull it off the wall, you put it on the can, it goes around, and you're ready to go.
Hey, you want some tuna? Yeah, hold on.
But the guy that's making the homemade soup is leaving such a huge carbon footprint on the world, he should be put in jail anyhow.
Okay, remember, great call. He was all
round them
place.
All up. Let God sort them out, you soulless soup making douches.
All right, here's the problem. The biggest problem with the homemade from scratch foods, okay? Yeah. The biggest problem isn't the cost.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the quality. It's not the time invested.
Yeah, what is it?
It's the story.
Okay. How I make it, my recipe, how it's handed down from who. Mm-hmm.
Yep, if I'm eating something from scratch, it always comes with a story.
Mm-hmm.
Where you got the ingredients from, like you said, the recipe. The other stuff you used to do before you perfected this recipe, right?
Now, I hate when people name it after themselves. You know, this is so-and-so, a la Tim. Because a la sucks.
Bro, I don't want to have a 20-minute discussion about your homemade pasta. Like, I don't care. And I can't sit here for 20 minutes and fake interest in your lame-ass bread, pasta, chili. I don't care. I don't care. Yeah. And it's not worth the quality of this food is not worth the story I'm getting. Like,
plus, I know you made it. Like, I also know you, and you had your hands in this.
Well, I know. That grosses you out in general.
That wouldn't gross you out?
Well, no, but you just look at the person and think, I don't want to eat your food because...
Yes!
But that's pretty much every person.
Because if you're not having sex with that person, the most... intimate thing you would do with them is eat something that they made.
Okay, but like you go out to eat places and you don't really know who's making.
But it's
well,
out of sight.
He's banged multiple chefs.
And why do you think they put the kitchen all the way in the back behind
okay,
a
but
thick
I guess
wall
that's
and a
my
big
point.
Thick door, so you don't see what's going on? So if I brought in some food, I made something.
Well,
for you.
Not you because I know you like nuts in your bread, so it's not taking anything you bring in.
What if I made some nice banana pudding or banana bread? What do you call it, banana bread? No nuts. I made it.
Well, you don't make anything. Like, you're not somebody who
I called you,
comes in and brings in food.
What if I
like,
called
there
your
are
mother?
Women here that bring in homemade treats and stuff like that all the time.
Yeah.
I trust what
them?
They make.
Okay. You eat those ladies' treats.
You don't trust her?
Who's that?
You know. Oh, boop.
Well, she's nice.
Boop. Boop.
She's one of the good ones. When it comes to bacon.
Ooh. We have another one from a couple people saying number one food you shouldn't make at home, Chinese food.
Who even tries it? Well, no, hold on. I made pad thai. It was really good.
No, you didn't.
Is that Chinese?
And by the way, you heated up the package.
No, it was a box, but I had to add other ingredients.
Yeah, what?
The
water?
The seasonings that came with it?
An egg.
Yeah, I wouldn't try anything that's out of your ethnicity, you should not try.
No, that's not
like
true.
Like, if you were a Chinese person and you had ancient Chinese secrets, maybe.
I love how you said if you were a Chinese person. Like, now I'm German, but back then I could make lo mein, dumbass. All right, we'll take one more call before we move on. 222-6000. Jeremy, you got the last word, brother. How are you?
I don't even remember what I was going to call about.
What's the matter?
I don't even remember what I was going to call about because you guys have been all over the place laughing on old. I think I woke the neighbors up because I laughed so hard when Pat said, "You want some tuna?" By using the can opener. Oh my God! I don't even know where I'm going.
All right,
you could have hung up.
I got it. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Okay, two things I was going to say because you bought up bread. My grandmother's an Italian lady, and she's like, she says, I want to make you guys some bread. And so she made us bread when we were kids, and my brother chased me, and he goes, this tastes like dryer lint. It was so bad. And I make two things really, really well. I make ribeye steaks, and I make sesame chicken, but it doesn't matter. I would still call to order those because in the time it takes me to make sesame chicken, I could go take a shower, make sesame chicken, you know, do a million other things because it takes 2 hours to make. I've never laughed so hard on hold. You guys stink. I love you. Adios, Yali Pelosia.
Bye, Jeremy.
To Jeremy's point, if you have kids, I'm sure that you don't think anything that you make is good because kids are the most honest food critics out there.
Good point.
Okay. No filter.
Yes.
All right.
All right. So what did we learn here?
go to the store.
Thank you.
Get your goddamn can of soup and shut up and make sure it's a full top. Because you do not want to dig up that can opener.
Well, as we're talking about food, right, I love the, by the way, the air fryer brigade is now out in full force.
Yes, who knew? They are.
How many of these things have
strong.
Been sold?
I told you it's a cult.
I got one. I don't even use it.
It's a goddamn cult. Like, if you get an air fryer, there's two rules. Mm-hmm. All right. One, you have to immediately cook chicken wings. And two, you have to tell everybody that you meet you now have an air fryer.
Yes, and it's delicious.
But, I mean, those people buy those air fryers because it's, quote, healthier.
Yes.
Because it's also healthier to stab yourself in the neck than it is in the heart.